Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever. Amen. Seeking reconciliation with God and neighbor, let us remember the gift of baptism and confess our sin.
God of mercy, we confess that we have sinned against you, against one another, and against the earth entrusted to our care. We are worried and distracted by many things, and we fail to love you above all else. We store up treasures for ourselves and turn away from our neighbors in need. Forgive us that we may live in the freedom of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
When we were laid low by sin and guilt, God made us alive together with Christ, following us, forgiving us and all of our trespasses by taking all of our sins to the cross. For freedom, Christ has set us free. Rejoice in this good news. Amen.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit
be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Eternal God, you draw us near us in Christ, and you make yourself our guest. Amid the cares of our lives, make us attentive to your presence, that we may treasure your word above all else. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
This morning's first reading is taken from the book of Genesis, chapter 18, beginning at the first verse. A reading from Genesis. The Lord appeared to Abraham by the oaks of Mamre, as he sat at the entrance of his tent in the heat of the day. He looked up and saw three men standing near him. When he saw them, he ran from the tent entrance to meet them and bowed down to the ground. He said, "My Lord, if I find favor with you, do not pass by your servant. Let a little water be brought and wash your feet and rest yourselves under the tree. Let me bring a little bread that you may refresh yourselves, and after that you may pass on, since you have come to your servant." So they said, "Do as you have said." And Abraham hastened into the tent to Sarah and said, "Make ready quickly by three measures of choice flour, knead it and make cakes." Abraham ran to the herd and took a calf, tender and good, and gave it to the servant who hastened to prepare it. Then he took curds and milk and the calf that he had prepared and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree while they ate. Then he said to them, "Where is your wife Sarah?" And he said, "In the tent." Then one said, "I will surely return to you in due season, and your wife Sarah shall have a son." Sarah was listening at the tent entrance behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, advanced in age. It had ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. So Sarah laughed to herself, saying, "And I have grown old and my husband is old. Shall I have pleasure?" The Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh and say, 'Shall I indeed bear a child now that I am old?' If it is anything too wonderful for the Lord, at the set time I will return to you in due season, and Sarah shall have a son." Here ends the reading. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
We will now read Psalm 15 responsively. That is found in your bulletin. Psalm 15. Lord, who may dwell in your tabernacle? Who may abide upon your holy hill?
Those who feed in the land of sight, who do what is right, who seek the truth from their hearts.
They do not slander with the tongue. They do no evil to their friends. They do not cast discredit upon a neighbor.
In your sight, the wicked are rejected, but they honor those who fear the Lord. They are smart
They do not give their money in hope of gain, nor do they take bribes against the innocent. Those who don't do these things shall never be overthrown. Our second reading is taken from the book of Colossians, chapter 1, and beginning at the 15th verse. Christ Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and earth were created, things visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers, all things have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he may come to have final place in everything. For in him all the fullness of the Lord was pleased to dwell. And through him God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of his cross. And you who were once estranged and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his holy body through death, so as to present you holy and blameless and irreproachable before him, providing you continue securely established and steadfast in the faith, without shifting from the hope promised by the gospel that you have heard, which is being proclaimed to every creature under the heaven. I, Paul, became a servant of this gospel. I am now rejoicing in my suffering for your sake, and in my flesh I am completing what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is, the church. I became its servant according to God's commission that was given to me for you to make the word of God fully known, the mystery that has been hidden through the ages and generations, but now has been revealed to his saints. To them God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of the mystery, which is in Christ in you, the hope of glory. It is he whom we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone in all wisdom, so that we may present you mature in Christ. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel for today comes from Luke, the 10th chapter, beginning with the 38th verse. Glory to you, O Lord. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister's left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you're worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Well, good morning. So I've got an easy question for you. You guys good at listening? Are you? You're really good at listening? Everybody's great at listening? They do what they're told the first time? Yeah? Good. This is great. You guys are good at listening, being listeners. Well, if that's true, clearly you've never been on timeout before, right? No, never been on a timeout in your life? Perfect. A few times, maybe. You probably haven't. And I know you've never been on a timeout.
Once.
Only once. Fantastic. Only one timeout. Good job. You guys are all fantastic listeners. Have you ever wanted to be on a timeout before? No? You ever wanted to be on a timeout before? Yeah? Yeah. Yeah, I could go for a timeout right now. Just quiet. But yeah, sometimes in our lives we're really good at listening. Other times we're not so good. Sometimes we get that time out, we really don't want it. But little do we know, sometimes it's what we need. Now, what's that?
Yeah.
It is hard for timeouts. Yeah, some people have ADD. It can be hard to sit still. Yep. Especially in a timeout. I mean, you guys don't have any problem with that. Sitting still is easy in here, right? Right. But sometimes Sometimes we need a time out. You know that? Sometimes we need time just to stop, especially in the craziness of the world, to just stop. And worship can be that time out. It can be a time in which we stop, we sit, and we listen. Yes? I know you don't like timeouts. But today's a good timeout. Church is it's a good place to just take time out, and not necessarily to be punished, because it's not a punishment to be here. It's a time to just take time out. Time out of the craziness of life, the worries, all those things, and to sit at the foot of the cross, to sit at the foot of Jesus, feet of Jesus, and to listen. Yeah. Sounds like a good time out, doesn't it? Yeah. Well, let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you. Let us sit at your feet and have a time out. A time out to hear your words and let them soak in that you are all we need. In your name we pray. Amen. Thanks for coming up, and hopefully you enjoy this time out and don't have any more that aren't fun. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm going to let you off easy this week. You're not going to have to talk to each other, but you're going to have to talk to yourself. I want you to take a piece of paper or anywhere on your bulletin, your announcement sheet, wherever you find space. And on there, I want you to write something that today is worrying you or upsetting you. So just take a moment and write that on that piece of paper. What today is worrying you or upsetting you? And then make sure you tear that off. I'm going to come pick those up here in a second, and I promise I won't read them. So just fold them in half. No, really, I will not read them. You seem like I'm lying that I'm going to read these. I want you to be honest. What is worrying you or upsetting you today that you can write down? If you're on the radio at home, just if you have something to write that down on, go for it. If you don't, just hold on to that in your mind and keep holding on to that for the remainder of the sermon. And when you're done too, you can pass it to the center of the aisle, and I'll come get those in just a minute. Something that worries you or is upsetting you today. Because it feels like these last few weeks have been a lot to absorb. At least it feels like it for me. A lot of our failings, our shortcomings, all that good stuff. We've talked about our neighbor and how are we supposed to love our neighbor. When is our neighbor in trouble? What does it look like? A couple weeks ago we looked at being arrogant. Yeah, everybody likes to hear that. This week we're going to do some listening instead. We're going to look at the listening. And listen. Sit at the feet and listen. Because listening's easy, right? You guys are really good about listening, aren't you? You're doing a really good job right now. There's a lot of eye contact, so I know you're at least pretending to listen. That's good. You're listening. You're listening right now. But it's hard. Listening can be very hard to do. I should know, because I don't always listen very well. I can be the first to admit that. I can be the first to admit that I don't listen very well. Thank you. Sometimes I don't listen to my wife very well. Sometimes I don't listen to my parents very well. Sometimes I don't listen to my conscience very well. Sometimes I don't listen to my own daughter very well. Sometimes I fall short of that. We can think of that. But the vice versa is true too. Sometimes people don't listen to me very well. But that's okay. It happens. Thank you. You'll find out in a minute, Arthur. You'll know why I got these. But we struggle to listen. We struggle. We focus on some of those things that prevent us from listening. Oh, thank you. It really is true. If we're really honest with ourselves, listening can be a hard thing to do. Thank you. It takes a lot of effort to focus. And there are two lessons in which today we hear a little bit about listening and the different forms that it takes. In the Genesis story, I added a couple of verses. I added the verses about the laughter. Because that shows that, yeah, guess what? She was listening. She was listening, and a lot of times we listen too. And sometimes we will laugh. We'll laugh at God, perhaps, and say, huh, really? Maybe it's not necessarily in a disbelief way, but perhaps it's more of a way of shock. Maybe it's a way of being scared. Maybe it's a laughter of discomfort of something. Maybe it's a laughter of joy. But even in that moment in which we sometimes can give her a hard time for laughing because God said you're going to have a baby, in this moment, we too have found times when we might be like Sarah and laugh. But we're listening. And in the gospel reading for today, there are so many things that prevent us from listening, that keep us falling a little short sometime on our listening skills. Could be those worries. Could be the things that make us upset. Can make the things that distract us in our lives. There are things that cause us to forget to listen. Just to be quiet and listen. So much is around us, it's hard for us to listen, to hear God calling. And that too is where Martha sometimes gets a bad reputation. Unfortunately, she's the one that's told there's better things, and she's the one doing the work. But we've all been called to so many different things that sometimes those cause us not to be able to listen. We get distracted by all the things in our own lives, the busyness of life. The people around us, our jobs, whatever it is, there's so much that can distract us from taking that time to listen. And then we do worry about many different things. We laugh in disbelief. Someone hears us, though. Somebody's always listening and hears us, even in those moments where we don't think anybody's listening. And that's God. Sarah didn't think God was listening when she laughed, I don't think. And yet, out of the tent, he said, I heard that. Why are you laughing? He hears the laughter and responds, anything is possible. Is anything impossible for God? He hears that, gives a promise in return. In the gospel, he hears this worry as Martha comes out and says, don't you care? Don't you care what's going on? I have all this going on. Somebody help me. He hears that. But he also responds to that. He hears her saying that, yes, Martha, you're worrying about so much. There's so much on your heart and mind. There's only one thing that's needed. He hears it. He hears all of that. God is listening and isn't distracted. Martha, like all of us, is sometimes called to do too much. We can complain. We're really good about that. I know that. We're good about worrying. Maybe we just need to sit and listen at the foot of Jesus today. To take a break. Listen to what God has to say. So why'd I have you write all these? As you can see, that's a pretty good-sized pile. Worries, things that are distracting us, things that are upsetting you. Well, God's listening. So why don't we today leave those right here? I won't look at them. Nobody's going to look at those. As soon as the service is over, I'll get rid of them so nobody sees those. But we're at the foot of the cross. They're at the foot of the cross. God hears them. God knows what's going on. And God still calls us and says, you do worry about an awful lot. You're distracted by an awful lot. Come and sit down. There's one thing. And in the craziness of our lives, sometimes we just need that opportunity to come and down here and sit. To sit. I don't usually get to sit here like the kids and sit at the feet of Jesus. Usually I sit over here. You guys are sitting there, but I don't usually get to sit up here. But hear these words from Matthew 11 that you've probably heard. Come to me, all that you are heavy, carrying heavy burdens, and I'll give you rest. We're carrying so many different burdens. We have so much going on. Worship today, other times, this is one of those reasons that we can gather to sit at the feet of the cross and listen, to slow down in the craziness, to hearing all that's going wrong in the world. Let's hear about what's going right for a change, the one thing. News that we need to hear, a life that's full. So instead of focusing on the stuff that we fall short on, it's good to know that. It's good to go out and be with the neighbor. It's good to do all that. But don't forget to focus on the one thing. Jesus is listening and hears. And I know you have an awful lot more than probably those little bits that we wrote on the papers. Those are just a sample of what's going on in our lives. But we can leave those at the feet of the cross. We can sit at the feet of Jesus and listen. That was uncomfortable. 10 seconds of just listening. But that's what we can do, what we do. Sometimes that's with each other. Sometimes that's listening to scriptures. But we sit at the feet of Jesus and hear that there's only one thing. And that's Jesus. That's the one who came into this world. The one who came bringing grace, truth, forgiveness of sins, eternal life, so much that you can hold on to. So leave it all there at the foot of the cross. Go back out with those promises filling you up. That one big thing. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Please join me in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, and suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Joining our voices with God's people around the world, let us offer prayers to those in need. At the end of each petition, I will say, let us pray, and your response is, have mercy, O God. Please join me in prayer. God, we thank you for the refreshing rain and cooler temperatures following the days of heat and humidity. Bless farmers and gardeners alike as sun and rain nurture their crops. Let us pray. Have mercy, O God. We lift up Pastor Rod as he continues his sabbatical. Bless his time away with your spirit of renewal. We lift up Pastor Zach and give thanks for the strength and guidance you continue to provide for his ministry. Let us pray. Have mercy, O God. God of healing, as we witness hate, strife, disaster, humanitarian, and natural crises around the world, help us to not turn away. Rather, give us courage to love our neighbor and offer prayer in situations which seem impossible to resolve. Let us pray. Have mercy, O God. Bless those who feel insecure due to lack of food, work, meaningful relations, or good health. We know your loving arms provide security, and we welcome your embrace. Let us pray. Have mercy, O God. We lift up the sick, the homebound, and all in need. And especially today, we remember those listed in our bulletin. Heather, Sonia, Melissa, Dwayne, Karen, family of Ione, Anita, Clara, the Evangelical Lutheran Church of the Mahanas, Missionary Karen. Give courage, strength, healing, peace, and all else you know, because you know our every need. Bless those on our hearts and in our minds with your healing and comfort. Let us pray. Have mercy, O God. As we scatter throughout the summer to vacation or join family gatherings, keep us safe, fill us with renewal, and place the excitement of fall routines in our hearts. Let us pray. Have mercy, O God. Merciful God, you hear the prayers of your people, even before they are spoken. We commend these and all our prayers to you, trusting in your abundant mercy, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Receive this blessing. Live your lives in Christ, rooted and built up in him, and abound in thanksgiving. The blessings of the Holy Trinity, one God, be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Go in peace. Sit at the feet of Jesus and listen.
Thanks be to God.